This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, the most elegant of Irishmen. But first, Tuesday is the fourth anniversary of the U.S. invasion of Iraq, and demonstrations around the country will mark the occasion this weekend. In Washington, D.C. last night, thousands of Christians opposed to the war gathered at the National Cathedral. They held an evening prayer service, then marched to the White House. There were dozens of arrests for civil disobedience. NPR's Rachel Martin reports.
The National Cathedral was a sanctuary in the truest sense of the word last night. As the winds howled and freezing rain fell, more than 3,000 Christians from around the country gathered here for refuge, reflection, and to call for an end to what they see as an unjust war.
We need a surge in troops in the nonviolent army of the Lord.
Reverend Raphael Warnock is the senior pastor at the Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia, the home church of Martin Luther King Jr.
The danger confronting America is not that we may lose the war. The real danger is that America may well lose its soul.
We must reframe. Reverend Jim Wallace is the founder of the group Sojourners, which helped organize the event. Speaking near the end of the service, Wallace articulated the belief that had brought everyone here, that the war is an offense against God.
The war in Iraq was not just a well-intended mistake or only mismanaged. This war, from a Christian point of view, is morally wrong and was from the very start.
The crowd was filled with lay people, religious leaders, and families who've lost some of their own in Iraq.
I am Celeste Zapala. I'm from Philadelphia, and I'm the mother of Sergeant Sherwood Baker, who was killed in Baghdad on April the 26th, 2004.
She says it was incredibly painful to send her son off to a war she didn't believe in.
And I feel like I kind of knew before when he left. I felt like I wasn't going to see him. And so I do the work I do to speak against the war because I honor his memory. I honor the goodness of him.
At the conclusion of the service, hundreds of people armed with snow boots, raincoats, and electric candles ventured outside and started their 3-mile walk to the White House. Protesters near the front of the processional carried a wooden cross with American flags hanging from either side, and they raised their voices with their own battle hymn. Verdina Lee, she's the one singing, drove from Ohio to be here. She says American leaders have sometimes used religious language to explain U.S. actions in Iraq, and some conservative Christian leaders support the war, but she says they do not speak for her.
There are several hundreds, thousands of Christians who don't think that this war is right, and it's time that we've made our voice known.
Suzanne Doherty is a grandmother from Virginia. She says it's taken 4 years for people of faith to wake up and start questioning the basis for the war.
The entire nation, I think, was subsumed in fear. And I think fear won. And I think that it kept people silent. It paralyzed us. So I'm glad to see that maybe we're coming back to life.
There will be other rallies this weekend in Washington. Some marchers will carry signs calling for an end to the war. Some will wear yellow ribbons to show their support. And all will mark what most agree is a very grim anniversary. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Washington.